Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So thank you for joining us. Today, I'm going to provide a brief update on vaccinations and cases. We're going to follow up on the Back to Normal Challenge and walk through some changes in the epidemic order. I know that we can all feel a sense of hope. Vaccinations are up. Cases and hospitalizations are down. The days are getting longer and warmer. And Seinfeld will be on Netflix sometime this summer. That is true, but it's just a little bit of levity. Life is looking and feeling increasingly normal. To date, Michigan has administered nearly 7.5 million doses of the safe, effective COVID-19 vaccinations. Over 55% of Michiganders have received their first shots, and over 40% are fully vaccinated, including 70% of our seniors. I also want to shout out to Leelanau County for being the first county in Michigan to hit 70%, and Oakland, Washtenaw, Emmett, and Grand Traverse for surpassing 60%. Nationwide, we have administered over 260 million doses. Nearly 60% of Americans 18 and up have gotten their first dose. On Monday, the FDA authorized the safe, effective Pfizer COVID vaccine, which is manufactured right here in Michigan, for children ages 12 to 15. And later today, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet to review the FDA's authorization. This committee has the final sign-off before shots start going into arms, and this is great news. If and when the CDC committee signs off, and we expect that very soon, we'll begin administering vaccines to Michiganders 12 to 15 so that they can be safe from COVID-19 as well. We are ready today about this shortly. As a parent, I encourage all parents with children in this group to have a conversation with your family doctor about the safe, effective vaccines as soon as possible. As the number of Michiganders getting vaccinated increases, our COVID numbers decrease. After cases ticked up in April, I encouraged all of us to double down on basic health protocols we know work. Nearly 2 weeks into May, we have bent the curve. Cases are down more than 60%. And hospitalizations have fallen over 30% since our mid-April peak. Tragically, we've lost over 18,000 Michiganders to this virus, and we can't forget that. While we are making steady progress, we know that this virus is capable of when we let our guard down. I encourage folks to keep masking up indoors and always opt to be outside whenever possible. Thankfully, it's getting easier and easier to be outside as we enter the summer. And as the vaccinated population grows, we can take steps forward to continue lifting restrictions while keeping everyone safe. 2 weeks ago, I introduced the Michigan Back to Normal Challenge, which charts our path out of the pandemic with specific metrics and accompanying actions. Our goal remains equitably vaccinating 70% of the 8 million Michiganders 16 and up, which is around 5.7 million people. So far, 4.5 million people, or over 55%, have gotten their first shot. There are four steps to get back to normal, and we hit step one on Monday. Under step one, 2 weeks after we hit that 55% number of Michiganders 16 and up, we permit all workplaces to be allowed to return for in-person work. Michigan surpassed this 55% between Sunday and Monday at some point. So, on Monday, May 24th, we anticipate that MyOSHA will take action allowing offices across Michigan to allow in-person work for all workers. Step two occurs 2 weeks after we get to 60% of Michiganders 16 and up with their first shots. What happens? Well, we lift the curfew on restaurant and bars. We'll increase capacity at exercise facilities and gyms, and increase indoor capacity limits at sports stadiums, conference centers, banquet halls, and funeral homes. We're slated to take further action as vaccinations continue climbing. Last Thursday, May 6th, MDHHS updated their COVID-19 gatherings and face masks epidemic order. Going forward, fully vaccinated people do not need to mask up anymore when gathered indoors at a residence. And outside the home, masks are only required at outdoor gatherings with more than 100 people. But I want to be clear. Masks are still an important tool to keep yourself and your family and the most vulnerable among us, especially indoors. It's how we keep people safe. And if you're not fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you continue to mask up whenever you're around others who you don't live with. Masks are still required in stores, for contact sports, and indoors if you haven't been vaccinated yet, and are with people who aren't a part of your household. Every day, we're getting closer to putting this pandemic behind us. The way to get there is to vaccinate as many Michiganders who are eligible as quickly as possible. So if you've already gotten your shot, thank you for doing your part to keep yourself and your family and your community and the state of Michigan safe. I encourage you to share your experience with friends and family who've not yet made the decision to get their shots yet. Share your story because you are the best messenger for the people in your life. And now I want to speak directly to Michiganders who still have some questions or have not decided to get their shots yet. The vaccine is safe. It'll help protect you and your family and other people from getting COVID. Even if you have had COVID, you should still get vaccinated to protect yourself from variants or a repeat infection. If you received a monoclonal antibody treatment, you should get your shot 90 days after your treatment. The vaccine has gone through rigorous testing, and over 150 million Americans have taken it. The vaccine, like others before it for polio and smallpox, is trusted by doctors. Vaccines are our best chance of putting this pandemic behind us and returning to normal. They represent hope and healing. And if you want to learn more, I encourage you to talk to your family doctor and learn more about how the safe, effective vaccines can save your life and the lives of those you love. I got my second shot 13 days ago, meaning I can enjoy the benefits of an effective level of immunity starting tomorrow, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to see my friends who have not been able to hang out with in a long time. If you get vaccinated, we can all get back to doing the things we love with the people we love. We can have the quintessential Michigan summer we all crave. So thank you for doing your part. Now I want to turn it over to Dr. J.
Good morning, and thank you, Governor. So I'm pleased with the progress that we are making towards ending this pandemic. All of the metrics we are tracking for COVID-19 are decreasing, although the virus is still very present across the entire state. As of yesterday, Michigan has 253 cases per million people, and that number has been decreasing for 4 weeks. That's down almost a third from where it was a week ago. The percent of tests that are positive is 9.8%, almost half of where we were at our peak in the beginning of April. 11.8% of hospital beds are being used for COVID-19 patients, and our hospitalizations are continuing to decline. As these metrics trend down, the number of vaccinated people continues to trend up. I'm so excited that we were able to meet our first milestone in the My Vac to Normal plan this week, with over 55% of Michiganders over the age of 16 receiving at least one dose of the safe and effective vaccines. Because of this, Myosha will be able to start allowing businesses to bring their employees back to work soon. As the governor mentioned, about 7.5 million doses of the COVID vaccines have been administered across the state. About 60% of Michiganders over the age of 50 are fully vaccinated. That is just great progress. And this week, the Pfizer vaccine was authorized by the FDA for children aged 12 to 15 years. Now, as a parent of two children in this age group, I am thrilled. While we are still awaiting further guidance today from the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the authorization of this vaccine is an important milestone for our children. This will mean less missed school because of quarantine, fewer missed sports practices and games, a return to birthday parties, sleepovers, and most importantly, our kids will have a much lower risk of getting ill from this terrible virus. Kids are not immune to COVID-19. We've seen many outbreaks among schools and school sports. And over 150 children in Michigan have gotten a very serious inflammatory syndrome from COVID-19 called MISC. And unfortunately, many of these children have ended up in the intensive care unit, and some have even lost their lives. So I'm asking all parents today to take this virus seriously and take your child to get vaccinated. Think about it, not having to wear masks, not needing to quarantine if exposed to the virus. This is really a big deal. We also want to ensure broad access to vaccine in trusted places. That means individual doctor's office, pediatricians, family physicians, school clinics, federally qualified health centers, and pharmacies. So today, I'm asking every primary care doctor to enroll as a vaccine provider. The most important thing we can do right now is to make vaccines available for whenever someone is ready. We know that patients trust their doctors, and when they are ready to get vaccinated, we want you to have vaccine on hand. Reach out to your patients now and ask them if they have been vaccinated and if they have any questions that you can answer about the vaccines. Primary care providers can also work with your local health department if you would like to keep smaller quantities of the vaccine on hand. Know that if you become a vaccine provider, you can also focus on just vaccinating the patients who you already know who are already in your practice. We at MDHHS want to make the process as simple as possible for doctors, and in doing so, make vaccines accessible to everyone. Now, we also know that everyone does not have a primary care doctor, so we are still focusing on our neighborhood, mobile, and homebound vaccination strategies, bringing vaccines to where people are. So we are making great progress. Vaccines are widely available, and our numbers for COVID-19 are trending down. We are in a new phase of fighting this virus, but this is certainly not over. We still have the virus very present across the entire state. We still have the threat of more easily transmitted variants that we are identifying every week and threaten to undo our progress. So for now, I'm calling on everyone to do what we know works to keep our numbers trending down. Remember that outdoors is much safer than indoors. Be sure to wear a mask if you are in public and will be within 6 feet of people who are not vaccinated. We also still want you to get tested if you have symptoms or if you are not yet vaccinated and have been exposed to someone with COVID-19. And please do not delay getting your vaccine so that you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your loved ones are protected. So we are making great progress, Michigan, so let's just keep on going. And with that, I will turn it over to Dr. Reddy.
Thank you, Dr. J. Good morning. My name is Dr. Sreeker Reddy, and I proudly serve as a president-elect of the Michigan Academy of Family Physicians. I'm a family physician affiliated with Ascension Medical Group in South Lyon, and I'm a virtual care and telehealth physician leader. It's been a long year going through the public health crisis, and family physicians have been working hard to help our patients and their families fight and prevent COVID-19. The progress made so far on vaccinations in our state is encouraging, but we still have a ways to go to protect all of our residents, including teens. Now that over 55% of the state's adult population is vaccinated, it's time that we shift our focus to individuals who are still hesitant. You may be thinking, I and a family member have had COVID. Why do we need to get vaccinated? It's important for everyone, including those who have suffered through the illness, to get vaccinated to help protect our fellow citizens who are at high risk of contracting COVID or who have an underlying condition that, were they to get the virus, could be severely ill or even die. I believe that getting vaccinated is our civic duty and one that I take very seriously as a family physician and as a father, husband, and son. While hospitalizations due to severe illness and deaths from COVID are on the decline, Michiganders are still contracting and passing on the COVID virus. Getting vaccinated will stop this. Now is also time to focus to vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds, especially as summer activities are on the horizon. Despite teens not being a high-risk population, the aim of vaccinating them is to control this highly contagious virus and prevent new variants from emerging. My 13-year-old son contracted COVID last December, and I will still be getting him vaccinated as soon as possible. My wife, who is also a physician, and I both trust in scientific trials that have proven that COVID vaccines are safe and effective, not only for adults, but also for our children. Speaking on behalf of my family physician colleagues, we understand there's still need to build confidence in the COVID vaccines. And we want to assure Michiganders that all of the approved COVID vaccines are safe and highly effective. If you have any questions about the vaccine, talk to your family physician, who can provide you with science-backed information. Family physicians are trusted sources for getting vaccinated and sharing evidence-based vaccine information. So with the help of family docs, the state's capacity to vaccinate adults and teens will grow, helping us end this pandemic faster. We know our patients. We know their history. We know their risk factors. It only makes sense to visit your family physician to get vaccinated and to get your teenager vaccinated too. A recent survey found that 8 out of 10 people rely on the advice of their primary care physician when deciding to get a vaccine. We're entering yet another new phase of the pandemic, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. Michigan's family physicians are key partners in helping end this pandemic and serving our patients at the same time. Lastly, outside of COVID-19, I want to remind Michigan residents to continue to stay up to date on other vaccinations, which are essential to public health in our state, such as those that prevent whooping cough, pneumonia, and measles. That goes for teens and children. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today to address the importance of vaccination. I'm John Walsh, President and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. I'd also like to give a very hearty thanks to those of you who have been vaccinated, helping us all reach a huge milestone, that being 55% of our population receiving at least one shot of the vaccine. Our manufacturing industry has continued to work safely and productively since last May, following a two-month pause. And while folks on the shop floor have been on site that entire time, members of our finance, engineering, and sales staff, just to name a few, can only now return to the office and join their production colleagues on site. This is clearly an indication of our progress in the fight against the pandemic and allows our office colleagues the opportunity to once again interact in person, increasing the effectiveness of collaboration, fueling creativity, and restoring those important social and professional relationships at work. In our opinion, the clear path to normalcy is through vaccination. And I'm proud to stand here today representing manufacturers across the state that have risen to the challenge from the beginning of the pandemic to respond to people's needs. In particular, I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize that one of our members, Pfizer, manufactures one of the most effective vaccines right here in Michigan. Our fellow Michiganians are working hard to protect their families at Pfizer and their friends, our state, and in fact, the entire world. What was once the arsenal of democracy is now the arsenal of health care, and we are very proud of our members and their contributions to keeping people safe across the country and the world during the pandemic. We will continue to encourage our members, their employees, and all of you to consider getting vaccinated. Supplies are now abundant and readily available, increasingly on a walk-in basis. Consult your doctor or members in the medical profession if you have questions and concerns. They are ready, and in my opinion, they are the most qualified to help you with making this important decision. One point that I do want to make is of critical importance to manufacturing as we continue to grow and recover from the pandemic, is the need to get production workers on site. And one of the biggest challenges, of course, is childcare. Parents need to be confident that their children can return to school. Our board of trustees at the local level, our teachers, they need to be confident in the school system to get folks back, our children, into the classroom in the fall so that workers, one, well, let me start here, make sure our kids are safe and being educated. And then in turn, their parents can return to the workforce. So it's another additional reason why we encourage vaccination. We have hit the milestone of 55% laid out by the governor, and now we encourage others to move forward so that we can make progress in getting back to normal, to see each other at a restaurant, to cheer the Lions at a victory in a packed stadium, and to share the joy of those about you at a large and hopefully loud wedding. My thanks again to the governor for supporting the manufacturing industry and having me here today.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Dr. Reddy. Thank you, John. John and I served in the legislature at the same time. He served on the Republican side of the aisle. I served on the Democratic side of the aisle. I say Michigander, he says Michiganian, but we're all in this together to get the people of our state vaccinated. We've got to get the politics out of this moment and really appreciate the leadership that we have at our health systems across the state, at our manufacturers and biggest employers. We're all in this together, so I appreciate them joining us today. And with that, I'm happy to open it up for a few questions. So let's see, we got Rick Albin at the top of the list.
Governor, thank you for taking my question. The promise of vaccines is that at some point we get, as you say, back to normal. And that would mean for many of us not only being able to get back to work fully, the remote aspect would be gone, but so would be wearing masks, for example, when we're in our workplaces. At the very same time that's the promise, MyOSHA is proposing rules that could keep those same policies available if they decided to use them, wearing a mask and disinfection, that kind of thing. Why is it necessary for another agency to take on that responsibility when Health and Human Services has been handling it during this period of time?
Well, MyOSHA is focused on workplace safety. That is their role. They've been working very closely with DHHS and big employers as well as labor leaders. We want to make sure that we get this right. We're also anticipating some further clarification from OSHA, the federal agency. And these, I think, are important aspects to us re-engaging in the workplace and doing so in a sustainable way that is safe and doesn't contribute to spread. And that's the ultimate goal here. I've had a lot of conversations with employers across the state, and I know many are encouraging their workforce to get vaccinated. Some are incentivizing it. We, of course, are encouraging state employees to get vaccinated as well and working through if there are ways that we can encourage that that makes sense. And so we appreciate the leadership that we're seeing across the state. We know that we're really encouraging MyOSHA to get some more clarity, and we're waiting on OSHA at the federal level, but it's really important that we work with our public health experts and work with our employers and make sure that our workforce has confidence. I know there's been a lot of talk about getting people back to work. People I know are struggling with a number of issues. One is confidence they're going to be safe when they get back in the workplace, and that's why it's critical we get this right. Another is childcare, and I am glad that I was joined by the head of the manufacturers here in Michigan. I think we all understand that childcare is a critical component toward getting people back in the workforce, getting working parents back in the workforce, knowing that they've got a safe, great place for their child to be when they are at work. And that's why I introduced $370 million in the budget to do just that. I am hopeful that the legislature will join me in this effort because our goal is to get people back to work and take care of the youngest Michiganders there. Dave Eggert.
Thanks, Governor. Several business groups in the Republican-led Michigan House want to use federal COVID-19 relief money to pay unemployed workers an incentive of up to $1,000 or $2,000 to go back to work. They're citing labor shortages. Do you support this concept, and would you sign such a return to work incentive if it got to your desk?
So when you think about the American Rescue Plan and the billions that were sent to Michigan under the Trump administration, then billions that are coming under the Biden administration, we have an incredible opportunity here. And this opportunity is reliant on us getting this right and being strategic about how we deploy those resources so that we can get people back to work, so we can get people enhanced skill sets so that they can get into better paying jobs, so we can wrap our kids with the kind of supports they need to address their academic needs, their mental health needs, their physical needs. All of these are important components to our mutual long-term success. So I've seen some of the conversations that are happening. We know that there are a lot of pressure points on working families right now in terms of getting back into the workforce. One is a concern that they're going to be safe, that their health is protected, and that's why vaccinations are so important. Another is childcare, and that's why we have made this a huge priority in my budget. And I think this would be a great first step for us to take together if the legislature appreciates how serious this component is to our ultimate goal of getting our economy back on track. I'd love to find some common ground with them on that particular item, because I think that would do a lot more to give parents peace of mind, and so they go back to work. Rachel Just.
Yeah, hi, Governor Whitmer. Thank you for taking my question. Today, the Michigan GOP is holding a press conference to talk once again about your trip to Florida. Now, I know you've said that you don't want to talk about that anymore out of concern for your own safety, but could you just expand on why you're not able to talk about a trip that was taken about a month and a half ago? And can you talk about claims that you used a private plane funded by Detroit businessmen to take that trip?
So I appreciate the question, Rachel. I'm going to make a couple of important points. Number one, when I ran for governor, I talked about all the different hats that I wear that so many people wear, just like me, mostly women, frankly. The hat of taking care of my mom at the end of her life, rearing my daughter at the beginning of hers, also serving as a state representative and having to fight to make sure that my mom had what she needed at the end of her life. This is a part of my story. And so for anyone to be surprised that I had a family member who's been having a lot of health issues, that I showed up to check in, I don't think they're obviously not paying attention to who I am and what I do. It's been a centerpiece of the work that I've done as governor to take care and protect the people of Michigan. Now, I took a brief trip from a Friday to a Monday, two full days I was there. It was not a vacation and it was not a gift. This was a quick trip that I took. And I think it's important for people to know, like a lot of children of parents who have health issues or relatives who have health issues, I showed up when I was needed. I did a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning. I also did my day job, meaning I was on regular calls and conferences with my team. I didn't miss any of that work as well. When you're the governor of Michigan, you're always on the clock, but it doesn't mean that you're not also a daughter who shows up when a family member needs her. And this flight was not a gift. This flight was not paid for at taxpayer expense. And it was, I don't know that there's anything more to add. When a family member of mine needs a little help, though, I'm going to show up. Just like when we have a crisis here, we're going to work 24/7 to keep the people of this state safe. No more. We're done. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Mask up, but make sure you get those vaccines. We are making big progress, and it's time to feel optimistic. Let's all be in this together and get through it together. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.